Neural Diva, or Building the Oprah. I am reviewing Neural Diva Genesis using datasets and more AI. And of course, my UI is in 3D. The songs, of course, are in XML, or as I call it, XML as GUI. They are written out in such a way so that basically you don't need a user interface to compose the songs. The syntax is the user interface. Here, give this a listen. It's a very short snippet from this morning. It's rather nice. While I'm all for standing on the shoulders of giants, I don't really know where any of them had been, and they are all rather buried right now. Honestly, I appreciate interchangeable musical loops more. Just a 4x4 grid of bass, drums, melody, and chords can generate most of the music you hear on the radio, or near enough. My very small and very simple to test theory is that I can design something like this for classical music. I think many people have tried, but we now have artificial intelligence to help us. What this could mean is 100 squares that covers what constitutes music at DNA level, and from classical to modern, all complete, compatible, and ready to mix together. You know it's possible. Piano players use multiple fingers, but they aren't actually going from side to side. Any piano solo with a sufficiently rhythmic deep note has an actual drum. The fingers hit the drum and have to go back to do the melody. That's why it looks like they're going from left to right. And yes, when the moment calls for it, bringing in Wagner can't hurt, so my programs would not be purely generated by a machine. They would just connect all the pieces together. It is rather safe to assume that it would be a neural diva that takes pieces from one song, converts them into something in the middle, and then transforms into the next one. Artificial intelligence marks the right age for this kind of music. Up until perhaps last December, all of this was just too complicated, too messy. Today, it may be just a 5-minute experiment to see what happens, what it would sound like, and then to find a class of songs where an experiment fits, that it can be used later correctly, and eventually return with a massive amount of revolutionary music. Most importantly, think of famous, classy electronic band with fancy, repetitive hits that just hit right. Today, making those instruments and connecting them together takes no time at all. AI has your back at every step too. And then you can generate vocals on top of everything else. I think the correct way to say this is that our musical instruments were limited by what one person or a team of people could create within a reasonable stretch of time. Today, you can create an instrument that would take a team 100 years, and you can do it at home and in a coherent way under the watchful eye of artificial intelligence. The world of music has opened up to all. A couple of years ago, we only had beat sequencers and piano rolls. Now, there truly is no limit to the kind of instrument that you can imagine. Just take your idea to artificial intelligence and ask, how can we upgrade my idea into an amazing music-making machine? All the AI will ask you to do is listen. It needs your ears, but it will do the programming. Music, you will discover, is one of the greatest quests you can set off on.